particular points to make. First off, I'm remembering.
There we go. Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Bob.
Oh.
No, they can hear you. You just don't have to get up on your toes.
Oh,
you...
well, that's a habit. okay. First off, I want to take you back to October 27, 2007, when you all sat with the consultants and tried to convey what your concerns were and what your needs were. And I have looked at the land use plan from that standpoint, and I don't think we're there yet. And it is my fervent hope that you can take this time, look at what's being said, look at that plan, and make it yours in terms of what you feel you need in order to be able to have a crack at making land use in Sussex County make sense. And with that, I would like to make some three or four points. The first one being that we must recognize the fact, let alone the projection that is being made with regard to our density potential, that right now, this minute, we have our 2020 population here. And we can't deal with that, let alone with the massive numbers that are being indicated to us. What concerned me very much about the plan was the philosophy being put forth of how wonderful it was to have our in-migration be mostly retirees. And this goes to the heart of what has been said to you just now with regard to housing. Because the question becomes, if you have retirees, and I'm more than a retiree these days, that where do we have, particularly in coastal Sussex, the very people we need to be able to live here and support these retirees? And I think you have to think very carefully about health care, and particularly emergency response these days. So that's something that and what we have to do is take the word density and really think through how it's used. Because it can be to our advantage or it can destroy this county in terms of how it's meted out. And I go then to the subject of what is being looked at, and I think very much presents the potential of helping a great deal, and that is the transfer of development rights. But I'm saying to you right now, please, please look at what's being said in the plan, because it will not succeed if you confine it to a particular area. You've got to create a market, and that means that you have to decide what farmland needs to be protected and preserved, and then where the density, if that's your goal in terms of preserving farmland, where that density can be transferred. And unless you get rid of your ordinances, particularly what I call the density for sale ordinance, there's absolutely no point in a developer even considering the transfer of development rights, because your density for sale ordinance has devalued the property automatically. And there's no negotiation potential between the seller and the buyer. So that's something that has to be looked at very carefully. But it presents a very real possibility. And in that transfer of development rights is where you could begin to also require some real affordable housing. And I mean those that are in the low income bracket. You simply must face up to the fact that we need an open space definition that's workable, makes sense, and really, really provides the kind of open space that's needed, not only in our specific developments, but in the rest of our county. The proposal for sub-area